We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, channel 88 analog system and channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Jore, channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santaní, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, channel 47 on Supervision, channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 20 million euro to the United Nations Children's Fund to assist five Asian countries, In cultural news, an Ecuadorian artisan helps to revitalize the ancient I-cut weaving technique. In health news, practicing Tai Chi can help prevent falls in seniors, according to medical groups from the United States and United Kingdom. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 16th, is Lithuania's National Day, honouring its independence gained in 1918. Reflecting this northeastern European country's rich history, the Kernavė Archaeological Site is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It has remarkable evidence of the evolution of human settlements in the Baltic region for over 10,000 years. Famous Lithuanians include outstanding artist Mr. Mikalojas Konstantinas Čiurlionis, acclaimed composer Mr. Jozis Grodas, distinguished writer Mr. Vincas Krėvė Mickievičius, and influential archaeologist and anthropologist Dr. Marija Gimbutienė. We wish a festive National Day to the warm-hearted citizens of Lithuania.
Flying news. South Africa swept by flash floods. Officials were on high alert after heavy rains on Saturday, February 12th and Sunday caused flooding throughout the Karoo region of South Africa. The weekend rains, which brought over 100 millimetres of precipitation in 24 hours, with some areas deluged by 75 millimetres in just 30 minutes, affected the historic town of Graaf-Reinet and New Bethesda in eastern Cape Province. A number of areas were isolated as dams on farms were breached, submerging roads, while communication and cell phone service was disrupted. In Graaf-Reinet, water levels in the Inquiba Dam rose to their highest in over 36 years, prompting police, disaster management and traffic officials to be placed on standby for evacuation of low-lying areas.
Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if help is needed, and to go if possible to assist the most vulnerable. Conveying her love and prayers, she also said that emergency financial aid is available as necessary.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel, for your caring initiatives, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. May such weather intensities subside as we more gently regard all beings and the ecosphere.
Japan's volcanic eruptions intensify. On Monday morning, February 14, the Shinmo volcano on the border of Kagoshima and Miyazaki prefectures in Japan erupted yet again for the 11th time in less than 1 month, spewing thick smoke and large rocks along with strong volcanic seismic waves. At least half a dozen incidents of damage were reported, including smashed windscreens of cars up to 16 kilometers away from the crater.
Officials advised caution to local residents, while the municipal government set up 6 centers in case of the need for evacuations. Thankfully, no injuries were noted. Our thanks, Japanese officials, for your active concern, as we pray for the safety and comfort of affected residents, and that humanity's greater benevolence helps minimize such disturbing events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Musicians shine at the 2011 Grammys. Sponsored by the U.S. National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the annual Grammy Awards were held in Los Angeles, USA, to honor outstanding achievements in popular music. Winning the top prize of the night for their album The Suburbs was Canadian band Arcade Fire, who became the first independent rock band to be awarded Album of the Year. American jazz bassist and singer Esperanza Spalding was also the first ever jazz musician to be recognized with the Best New Artist prize. Country music band Lady Antebellum took home 5 awards, including Record of the Year, while British founding Beatles member Sir Paul McCartney won 2 Grammys, including Best Historical Album for Remastered Beatles Tunes. And for his Verdi Requiem, prominent Italian conductor Riccardo Muti was awarded Best Classical Album. Our accolades and applause all Grammy winners. May your talented gifts continue to enrich and entertain humanity through uplifting many hearts in song.
New Loving Hut opens in California, USA. Loving Hut International has welcomed yet another locale to its ever-expanding family of all-vegan restaurants around the globe, this time in Sacramento, California. The dine-in venue's wholesome approach to plant-based fare has quickly gained the appreciation of many customers.
We're just down the street from the UC Davis Med Center, where they have a great cardiac rehab program where they bring their patients here to show them how to eat.
As with all Loving Hut outlets, the eatery is based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of offering easily accessible and affordable meals that not only please the palate, but are also beneficial to human health, animals, and the environment.
The food is great, and part of getting the message out is just to get people to try the cuisine, because there are so many good things that, once you've gone vegan or vegetarian, by golly, you don't want to go back to meat.
The factory farms pollute, and the pollution from them is one of the biggest causes of global warming.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
A big congratulations, Loving Hut, as we send our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's steadfast encouragement of this international vegan franchise. With such ever-ready, delectable plant-based meals, surely we may soon enjoy a harmonious world in which all thrive with a life-affirming vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Successful simulated walk on Mars. In preparation for a future mission to the planet, 6 international crew members have been living and working since June 2010 in a Moscow, Russia mock spaceship simulation of the 500 days it would take to travel to Mars and back. As a joint project chaired by the European Space Agency, Russia and China, the Mars 500 experiment is designed to evaluate the physical and psychological effects of this long-duration space journey.
Having just experienced a mock landing on the Martian surface, the crew members comprised of 3 Russians, 2 European and 1 Chinese national have now embarked on several simulated Mars walks. The crew is scheduled to begin the 8-month return trip on March 1st. U.S. Professor David Dings, who is leading a study of the project, stated, "The goal is to prevent anything we can before the mission, detect anything that goes wrong, and intervene once we've detected it."
Bravo, European Space Agency, Russia and China, for your creatively collaborative work in preparing for a mission to Mars. We can't wait to hear more about the success of this 500-day experiment and your future travel together in space.
Save our planet. ancient peatland forests destroyed for palm oil. A new study by the Netherlands-based Wetlands International found that at the rate that peat swamp forests in places like Malaysian Borneo are being obliterated to make way for palm oil plantations, the nation may lose all of these biodiverse forests by the decade's end. As companies that formerly depleted timber resources now clear the rest of the trees to develop profitable palm oil plantations, Malaysia and Indonesia are the world's two largest exporters of the oil, which is largely used for processed foods and so-called eco-friendly biofuel.
However, researchers warn that current growing practices are far from sustainable. As trees are removed from the ancient peat swamps, not only is wildlife severely affected, massive carbon stores are also released. This effect can be worsened if wildfires strike, causing peat to smolder underground, becoming nearly impossible to extinguish, with even more increased emissions of carbon dioxide and methane gas that had been stored for millions of years.
The loss of the forest habitats has further deprived many already endangered species, including tropical birds, as well as the clouded leopard, Sumatran rhino, and the world's smallest elephant, the Borneo pygmy. Also threatened are indigenous rainforest tribes. Wetlands International is thus calling for a complete ban of peatland conversion for crops, urging companies instead toward more truly eco-friendly methods and products.
We thank Wetlands International for your work in bringing us this important information about the adverse consequences of peatland clearing to the environment. May humanity work quickly to save the valued forests and all precious lives that they sustain.
Speaking during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai warned of nature's destruction for the production of palm oil while offering the most sustainable actions needed to restore the ecosystem.
In Indonesia, your precious forests are being cut down to grow palm oil to be used as biofuel energy. And we thought that would help to minimize the CO2, no? We are wrong. It's a failure, causing more destruction and more greenhouse gas emissions than it saves. In fact, it's releasing the world's third largest amount of carbon emissions. Yeah, because of biofuel. See, the green technology is not always reliable. Actually, not all of this palm oil product is used as biofuel even. Part of the palm oil products goes to make livestock feed. Fortunately, we have the solution ready at hand. So, which is the organic vegan solution? If we look into all the scientific and the physical evidence so far, we have to accept this organic vegan solution as the one and only to save our planet right now.
Following the voluntary resignation of the Palestinian cabinet, President Mahmoud Abbas reinstates Salam Fayyad as Prime Minister and asks him to form a new government to assist in preparing for presidential, legislative and municipal elections, currently scheduled for September 2011.
In a rare television appearance, Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa conveys his condolences to the nation as he also announces an investigation into the deaths of two pro-democracy demonstrators, asking that new laws be passed to prevent such tragedies from happening again.
The Egyptian military appoints a committee led by respected legal expert Tariq El-Bishri and including members known for their honor and integrity to form new constitutional amendments over the next 10 days that will be submitted to a public vote within 2 months.
Save our planet. Scientists find an environmentally friendly replacement for petroleum-based products in making acrylic acid, which is used to produce hundreds of products such as plastics, coatings, adhesives, floor polishes, paints, and others.
Save our planet. To maintain cleaner cities, the Indian state of Goa has banned free plastic bags, giving municipalities the authority to determine the price that they should cost.
Save our planet. According to the U.S.-based National Snow and Ice Data Center, Arctic sea ice levels reached a record low in January this year, measuring 50,000 square kilometers less than the previous record low set in 2006.
Save our planet. Although reporting an overall increase in the elephant population of Kenya's Tsavo National Park, officials state that numbers have risen far less this year than in previous years, with the cause likely being illegal poaching for ivory.
Pippi the Okapi, and I'm very happy about being a wholesome vegan. Here's a tip of the day if you want fresh cooked rice for part of your nutritious vegan lunch at work or school. You can use a wide mouth thermos to cook rice. First, preheat the thermos by filling it with boiling water and placing the lid on it. When you are ready, empty it out, reserving the water for washing fruits, vegetables, or watering plants after it cools down. Add the proper amounts of rice and boiling water to the warmed, empty thermos. Cover tightly and, if possible, keep it horizontal for even cooking. After about 4 to 6 hours, it will be ready. This handy method also saves the energy that you would have used if you had cooked it on the stove or in a rice maker. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. The European Union donates 20 million euro to United Nations Children's Fund to assist 5 Asian countries. The contribution is part of the Maternal and Child Nutrition Security Project of the European Union to help in providing proper nourishment to 5 million expecting and nursing mothers and 30 million young children. Benefiting nations of this four-year program are Bangladesh, Indonesia, Laos, Nepal, and the Philippines. This plan is also envisioned as a way to help ensure sustainable development in the region by supporting the health of its citizens. Our earnest appreciation, European Union, for your generous support. May all individuals have the sustenance needed to live abundant lives in thriving communities with heaven's blessings.
In cultural news, an Ecuadorian artisan helps to revitalize an ancient weaving technique. Mr. Jose Jimenez of Gualaceo is a dedicated practitioner of ICAT. It is a sophisticated traditional weaving style that involves tie-dyeing yarn to create elaborate forms on the cloth. Mr. Jimenez said, "The paintbrushes are in my head, because the design that the fabric will have comes from the way I have dyed the yarn and how I have distributed the yarn on the loom." The marvelous creative form has been promoted by the Inter-American Center for Crafts and Popular Arts, or CIDAP. Ecuadorian President, His Excellency Rafael Correa, has also ordered ICAT tablecloths for the Presidential Palace. Kudos, Mr. Jose Jimenez, Inter-American Center for Crafts and Popular Arts, and all those committed to keeping the art of ICAT alive. May this wonderful heritage continue to flourish for countless generations to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, exercise such as Tai Chi can assist seniors in keeping a good sense of balance. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. More leading news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peaceful news for a harmonious world. In health news, medical groups from the United States and United Kingdom say Tai Chi and less medication can help prevent falls in seniors. The American Geriatric Society and the British Geriatric Society made the recommendations as part of their new guidelines published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. According to the updated set of standards, the slow-moving martial art of Tai Chi and or physical therapy can assist the elderly in improving their balance, gait and strength. Dr. Mary Tenati of Yale University School of Medicine, one of the authors of the guidelines, stated that stopping or reducing the dose of medications that increase the likelihood of falling is also an option. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Mary Tenati, the American Geriatric Society and the British Geriatric Society, for your commitment to the well-being of the senior generation. May people of all ages be blessed with outstanding health and happiness.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Number 29.
Teacher said to the student, Number 29, stand up and answer this question. Number 29 said, No, I can't, sir. The teacher said, What you do if you cannot? So number 29 said, I sit down.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Most vegans have discovered that their cats will not eat the vegan cat food that is currently available. So they have no choice but feed them the supermarket cat food, which is made from the bodies of other innocent animals. This is a terrible situation for a vegan to endure. Would you please respond to this dilemma? I very much look forward to hearing back from you. Love, Linda from New Zealand, Animal Rehoming.
Compassionate Linda, thanks so much for your very relevant inquiry. It is true that our feline friends are very discerning food connoisseurs, and it may take a little time for them to get used to a vegan diet. However, there are many cat companions that love their animal-free food and are thriving. Ami, an Italian brand which is available in vegan stores or can be ordered online, is very popular. You can also make your own delicious and nutritious food for your playful friend, which includes all the supplements that are needed for a balanced diet. Please access www.veggiepet.com for more information. Experimenting to find out what your cat companion loves is also a good idea. Some that have been recommended by gourmet felines are coconut milk, seaweed, sweet potatoes, and nutritional yeast. A big hug and kiss to your cool cat friends. All best wishes and love to you and the free-spirited souls of New Zealand.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with tender love for all of God's creation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Cuba and Venezuela complete a new 1,600-kilometer undersea fiber-optic internet cable link between the two countries, which is expected to improve Cuba's download speeds by up to 3,000 times than what is currently available.
British and United Arab Emirates delegates meet and reaffirm their nation's friendship as they commit to closer cooperation in trade, investment, foreign policy, education, and culture.
China's State Administration of Radio, Film and Television issues a nationwide ban on certain depictions of smoking in both TV and movies, such as the display of youths with cigarettes in any form, requesting that such scenes be replaced with more wholesome forms of artistic expression.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden states that the government plans to invest $53 billion U.S. dollars in high-speed rail over the next 6 years in an effort to provide faster and more efficient passenger rail services across the country.
Scholars gather at the National Museum of Iran to bring to light more information about the development of the Silk Road, a 2,000-year-old route that linked Asia and Europe with passage through the country's ancient lands.
The Mississippi Senate in the USA passes measures bringing stricter penalties to anyone who maliciously injures or kills a dog or a cat in an effort to ensure better protection for animal companions.
Algerian capital city Algiers announces plans to launch 91 new tourism projects, expected to increase development in the sector as well as create 14,000 new jobs.
A peer-reviewed study published in the Chemistry Central Journal concludes that dark chocolate and cocoa provide even more antioxidant protection from cancer and heart conditions than the fruit juice of acai berries, cranberries, and pomegranates.
Iranian oil minister Masoud Mirkazemi announces an agreement to provide fuel to Afghanistan, with deliveries already being made to help fulfill the country's needs.
Expressing his gratitude for the generous response of online fans, popular U.S. singer-songwriter Adam Lambert raises close to $290,000 on his 29th birthday for the nonprofit charity Water.org, dedicated to providing safe drinking water to developing nations. With her love and thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $20,000 as a contribution to Charity Water's good work.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.